Brother of a man who died in the custody of Canton Police Department has filed a federal civil rights lawsuit. John Tyson filed a complaint Thursday in U.S. District Court seeking $13 million in damages over the death of 53-year-old Frank Tyson. The lawsuit names the city, Police Chief John Gabbard, Fire Chief Akbar Bennett, two police officers, and several first responders as defendants. The suit claims officers Bo Shinegi and Camden Birch restrained Tyson and failed to provide proper medical care after he became unconscious. Authorities say Tyson had crashed a car into a utility pole and entered an AmVets building on Sherrick Road Southeast before police took him into custody. The case was assigned to Judge Sarah Leoy. Man was arrested after a police pursuit and vehicle crash in Perry Township Friday afternoon. A police officer attempted to pull over a speeding driver near the intersection of Lincoln Way and Genoa Avenue Southwest just after 1 o'clock. Officers initiated a pursuit, which was terminated due to safety concerns. Same vehicle was involved in a crash at Genoa Avenue and 12th Street Northwest shortly after the pursuit had ended. A passenger exited the vehicle, but 59-year-old Mark Ertle continued eastbound, hitting a utility pole. The suspect, who had an outstanding warrant, was arrested without incident after a short foot chase. Man appeared in court Friday in connection with the May 2021 death of a Canton woman. 66-year-old Randall Talmadge of Canton was arraigned in common pleas court and pleaded not guilty to charges, including involuntary manslaughter and failing to provide for a functionally impaired person. Investigators say 71-year-old Lola Streetman was found dead in May 2021 with possible signs of neglect. Sierra Talmadge and Phyllis Green of Canton have also pleaded not guilty. All three are slated to return to court for a pretrial hearing May 20th. Plain Township woman charged in a theft case involving an elderly man was scheduled for arraignment Friday. 35-year-old Erica Wenzel was taken into custody Thursday. Stark County grand jury indicted her and 43-year-old Jason McBroom of Mogador in February. He was arrested last month. The pair accused of stealing between $1,000 and $7,500 from the Canton man between November and January. Wenzel also charged with grand theft and unauthorized use of a vehicle. The woman allegedly used the victim's credit card and car without permission. McBroom has pleaded not guilty and is awaiting a pretrial hearing Tuesday. Two Salem residents appeared in court Friday on multiple sex-related charges involving two children. 57-year-old Mark Knight faces 15 counts in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court, while 40-year-old Jan McHenry faces 12, including rape, sexual battery, and gross sexual imposition. The alleged abuse spanned from 2014 through 2025 and began when one child was just 7 years old. The jury trial for Knight was scheduled for May 26th. A psychiatric evaluation was set for McHenry. Both remain in jail on $100,000 bond. Richtown Elementary School Principal Jeff Turner was placed on home assignment connected to an incident in February. Parents Brad Biltz and Kristen Drum claim Turner instructed their daughters not to tell anyone a fourth-grade boy exposed himself to Biltz's 9-year-old daughter and another girl February 18th. After the girls reported the event to a teacher, Turner reportedly interviewed them alone and told them to remain silent. Parents learned of the incident 2 days later, prompting them to meet with administrators in the Portage County Sheriff's Office. Turner was placed on leave but returned March 4th. The Sheriff's Office is investigating. The parents have circulated a petition with nearly 200 signatures calling for Turner's resignation. Authorities say a drug investigation in Trumbull County led to the seizure of large amounts of narcotics, cash, and weapons. Trumbull County Sheriff's Office Drug Task Force carried out simultaneous warrants at homes on South Main Street in Niles and West Avenue in Warren. According to WKBN-TV, officers reported seizing nearly 3,600 grams of crystal methamphetamine, more than 600 grams of cocaine, 265 grams of fentanyl, and 81 grams of heroin, along with about $22,000 in cash. Authorities also recovered 11 firearms, two bulletproof vests, ammunition, and two narcotics presses. Officials say the investigation is ongoing and charges are pending lab results. Man is in custody after a brief standoff in Austin Town Friday afternoon. The Vindicator reports 32-year-old Randall Dabbler is in the Mahoning County Jail and is expected to face domestic violence, weapon, and other charges. Officers were called around 1 o'clock to the 400 block of North 4 Mile Run Road for a domestic violence report. Police say Dabbler struck a woman and held a gun to her head. The woman was able to escape the home and contact authorities. Police tried to reach the man by phone and loudspeaker before flying a drone around the house, spotting him lying on a bed. He was confirmed passed out and arrested around 2:30.